This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير. Thank you so much for joining us with episode 1, our brand new series entitled Back to Basics, The Essentials of Islam. Before we begin, a little introduction about the course, about this entire series. We said a few months ago that because we live in a very difficult, a very busy time, many of us would love to learn more about Islam. We'd like to attend a class or read a book, but we find it that we just don't have time during the week or even the weekends or over the holidays to do any further studies. And, you know, even myself, subhanAllah, I find it very difficult to teach a class. I'd love to teach many classes live, but there just isn't time in the day to do something like that. May Allah make it easy for us. And if, you know, the team at Burhanul Islam Masjid, we make dua for all of us here, that there was a need and said, why don't we try and distribute a course via WhatsApp? Very short, 20-30 minute audio, once or twice a week, that someone can listen to ideally in traffic. That you sit, subhanAllah, so many, every day you sit an hour, 2 hours here in Cape Town, traffic has become so difficult, may Allah make it easy for us. Let us use that time beneficially. We can either do adhkar or we can listen to a lecture series and we can actually learn and progress. After a few weeks of listening to these audios, we have completed a new course, walhamdulillah. And therefore, about a few months ago, we released our first series called The Women Around the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we documented and discussed the lives of the mothers of the believers, the wives of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a 50-part series, alhamdulillah, a lot of work from the Burhanul team, we released that and we completed that, alhamdulillah. And it's available to those of you who have not followed the series. You can contact us and receive the entire series free of charge, all 50 episodes with the audios and the material. Please, you know, share. We only ask that you make dua for us and that you share that with other individuals, and you also benefit in that barakah. So we did that series. Alhamdulillah, it was completed and it had gone far and wide. And then we took a bit of a break and we asked you, which series would you like to learn? What area of Islamic knowledge are you interested in learning? We did a bit of a survey. We asked you, would you like to learn about the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his seerah? Would you like to learn a little bit of tafsir, the meanings of the ayat or the surahs that you recite, juz amma? You want to know what you are reciting in your salah? So let's do some tafsir. Would you like to learn about Qiyamah, or the angels, or the jinn, or magic, or these kind of, you know, strange things? And while we received, you know, alhamdulillah, responses from nearly 50 people or more, the feedback that has been the overwhelming majority that you have requested was to learn the basics or the essentials of Islam again. Now, many of you tell me that, alhamdulillah, you know, we went to madrasa or madrasa as when we were young kids. We learned a bit of salah, a little bit of wudu, how to bacha, as we say in Cape Town. And alhamdulillah, it was good. But now that I'm an adult, I'd like to re-look at that basic information with a level of maturity and wisdom in a way that I couldn't appreciate as a child. I have my own kids now, and I would like to explain this deen, this way of life, to my kids. So we'd like to look at what it means to be a Muslim. What is this religion all about? Also, I have certain people that have messaged me. They are interested in becoming Muslim. They're non-Muslim, but they're interested in Islam and they want to know, well, what is this religion all about? Or you find someone that says, you know, I never went to madrasa. I maybe have a Muslim name, but in reality, I have no attachment to this deen. And I'd like to learn this religion first so I can understand what it is that I'm doing. You might even find the person that is not interested in Islam, that is not interested in learning the religion, but they might interact with Muslims on a daily basis. In fact, 1 in 4 people, 1/4 of the world's population identifies as Muslims. 50 countries in the world identifies as Muslim majority countries. So to really understand this religion, which is one of the great faiths of the world, it's important to know something about it. And inshallah, we hope that this course will do that. Of the objectives of this course is we want to take Islam all the way back to its very core. We are going to look at Islam at the very essential, basic level. And we want to ask those fundamental questions, those questions that every human being asks. Some point in your life, you wake up in the morning and you think, why am I going to work? Why am I, you know, what am I doing on this earth? What is the purpose of my life? who put me here? Is there a creator? Is there a God? Is everything here for a reason? Is there a greater purpose? Or is everything here by chance or by luck? What happens after I pass away? What will become of me and my deeds? We will look at the very basic fundamental questions that every human being asks some point in your life, the purpose of life. We will hope through this course to strengthen your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator. And you will find that you can worship Him in every aspect of your life. It is not just the salah that is worship, but in how you buy and sell, how you talk to your wife, how you interact with your children, your customers, how you use the toilet is all part of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will highlight the truth and the evidences of this religion. Why is Islam true and why should I follow and believe this religion? How do I know it is correct? We'll look at those evidences, the evidences of the Quran, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will look at what it means to be a Muslim. What are the things I need to believe and the things I need to do? How do I perform those basic rituals of salah and fasting and purification? And we also hope, as we did in the mothers of the believers or the women around the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we hope to respond to certain criticism in the modern day and age. What you see on TV or in the media about Islam, a very different Islam to what is found in the Quran and the Sunnah and the way the Prophet ﷺ lived his life. How do we respond to those criticizing Islam? Those who on a theological level attack this religion. How do we respond to that? Being a Muslim in the Western world, how do I preserve my Islam in this context? So we hope to do all these things inshallah with this series. Bi-ithnillah, we ask Allah to grant us sincerity. May Allah grant us success. And the perseverance to go through it and to only say and do that which pleases Him. Walhamdulillah. So we begin inshallah lesson one. What is Islam? What is Islam? I call myself a Muslim. I say I practice the religion of Islam. But if someone were to ask me, what does this Islam mean? And it's very important for us to look at words. Words obviously have meanings. The word Islam, the word Muslim, they are Arabic words and they mean something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose these words to describe this religion for a reason. So it's important to go back to the Arabic. So the word Islam, if you open the Arabic dictionary and you were to look up this word, you'd see that the word Islam, it comes from its root letters. Its root letters means to submit or to surrender. The one who makes istislam, the one who makes who practices this is the one who submits or he surrenders. He does not oppose anything. He is the one, also the one that fully, wholeheartedly gives up all opposition. This is what the word Islam means from a linguistic background. Also, you know, as Muslims we say Assalamu alaikum. The word Assalam, peace, Islam, similarly, is derived from that. So there's an element of being in a state of peacefulness. The one who submits peacefully, completely, this is really what the word Islam refers to. That is the word in the dictionary. When we speak about Islam as the religion, what do we mean? Islam is the religion of the one who submits and surrenders completely, wholeheartedly, purely to his creator. The male, the female, the person who submits completely in peace without any opposition to the creator, that person is a one who practices Islam. It is the way of life. It is the religion that puts you in submission with the Creator. That is what this word Islam means. And the one who submits, the one who practices this religion, the one who follows this religion of submission, he is called a Muslim. So the Muslim is the one who submits. Islam is the way in which you submit to the higher power, to the Creator. In this course, we'll ask, who is this Creator? How do I submit? How do I be a Muslim? Those questions, inshallah, will come. The term Islam and Muslim, very interestingly, they are found in the Quran. They are found in our scripture. And we did not name ourselves Muslim. And nor did we give this religion. There was no Sheikh or Mawlana that said, the word Islam sounds very nice, I will give you that name. We could have had many names. We could have been the Muhammadans, the followers of Muhammad. We could have been the monotheists, the ones who believe in one God. But the name Islam was given to us. This label was placed upon us. By whom? By Allah Himself. By the Lord Creator of the universe. He had chosen the name of our religion and He had given us the label. There is no need for us to have any other labels when it comes to our belief. You are either a Muslim or you are non-Muslim. That you are one who submits or you do not submit. This is the title Allah had given you, had given me. And there are many religions on earth. yet you will not find in those religious scriptures the word Christianity. You open the Bible, you won't find the word Christian or Christianity. This was something which the followers later added. You look at the scriptures of the Vedas or Hinduism, you won't find the word Hindu in there. Buddhism, you will not find the word Buddhists inside the scripture. Rather, it's the follower of Buddha. This religion, which is very unique, you find the term Islam and Muslim in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ma'idah, the fifth surah of the Quran, verse number 3, Allah says, this day I have perfected for you your religion. This religion, I have perfected it. And I completed my favor upon you, O mankind, and I have approved for you that Islam shall be your religion. That this religion that you shall follow, this way of life, is going to be called Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also labeled us as Muslims when He said in Surah Hajj, the 22nd surah of the Quran, verse number 78, He said, this religion, it is the religion of your forefather Ibrahim. This religion is the same religion that was practiced by Abraham. It is He, Allah, God Almighty, who has named you as Muslims both before and in this Quran. I've given you the title as Muslim, the ones who submit, as I've given Ibrahim the title as Muslim and before him. So we begin to see now that this religion and this title of Islam and this title of Muslim is one that was given to us by the Creator Himself. And it is the religion that He has favored and chosen for mankind. And as we said, it is the only religion in the world where you open the book and you will say this title was not given by any clergy or any imam. It was given by God Himself. When you open other scriptures, you won't find the word Christianity even in the Bible. It's just something to think about. So when did this religion commence? As I mentioned the verse, Allah says that Ibrahim was a Muslim and that he followed the religion of Islam. So who began this religion? If you search Islam on the web, on the internet, you'll find that Sheikh Google will tell you that Islam is a religion that was founded by Muhammad, by a man called Muhammad, 1,400 years ago. So Islam is 1,400 years old. We say no. As Muslims, we do not say that. If you were to ask, when did Islam begin? We say, Islam is the religion where you submit to the Creator, where the creation submits to the Creator. The creation obeys the Creator. Now we say, if you look at nature, whether you look at the most distant star in the universe, or the smallest atom, in creation, whether you go into the depths of the ocean or high up in the sky, when you look at the animals, the planets, the trees, the wind, the rain, everything in nature follows a system. It has a design. It has a purpose. The sun rises as it should from the east and it sets in the west. The moon follows its stages through the month. The stars rise and the stars set. The earth turns on its axis. We say that this universe, everything in creation follows a system. It does its function. It is obedient and it is in submission. Everything in creation is a Muslim. It follows the religion of Islam. The religion of Islam, as we said, is the submission to God. Whoever submits to God is a Muslim. The sun submits to Allah. The moon submits to its creator. The earth submits to its creator. The animal submits to their creator. Everything in creation is a Muslim. And therefore, the religion of Islam did not start with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It did not start with Ibrahim alayhi salam. It did not even start with our father Adam. It started at the very beginning of creation. In fact, at the point of creation, when Allah Himself, when the Creator of all things, the Lord God Most High, when He created the first thing in creation, and we'll talk about the very first thing that Allah created, when He created that thing submitted to Allah. That creation obeyed its Creator, so that thing was a Muslim. Then the angels came about and they obey and submit, so they are Muslims as well. And then humanity was created. Now humanity, you and me, we as people are unique. We are something very special within creation. There is nothing in creation that we can see that is like us. Why? Because we have the ability to choose. We have free will. We can either submit or not submit. We can obey or we can disobey. We can surrender to God or we can oppose God. And therefore for us, Islam is a choice. Islam, this religion, this way of life is something you choose. You either choose to be a Muslim or you choose not to be a Muslim. Whereas everything else in creation is by default, without any choice, they submit and they bow and they worship God in the way in which they are meant to do so, without any without any opposition. You and me, my children, your children, our parents, we have to make a choice to submit or not to submit. And everything, ultimately our lives, comes down to this question: do I submit and obey the Creator, or don't I do so? And what will be the repercussions if I submit? What will be the repercussions if I don't submit? If I choose to submit, then who is this Creator? Why should I submit to Him? Why should I follow Him and surrender to Him? Who is He? And how do I surrender to Him? Inshallah, in the next few episodes, we'll talk further as to the fundamentals of Islam, and we'll talk about the Creator, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll answer these very fundamental questions. I remind yourself as well, you know, please feel free to question and to ask. Please feel free to highlight any mistakes that I've made so I can correct myself in upcoming episodes. I hope this was beneficial and you'd be part of the series. Please share it. Any questions, concerns or comments, please email me on westmuhammad@gmail.com or visit our website and you can get these lectures or query us further. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much. Until our next episode. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.